Blog Talk Radio.
Boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America party. I was waiting for some uploads to take hold, and as usual, Murphy's Law kicked in. So hang in there. Let me see if I can buy some time. If not, we're going to be chatting. I may have to open up the phones for obscene phone calls. Let me see what we got here. We'll go to my switchboard. Anything new happening today on the horizon? Are they going to crucify that girl who tipped over her sailboat? Are they going to accuse her father of selling her down the river? Unbelievable. Isn't that scary? How the media can twist things? I'm in trouble here. Let me see what's going on. Something's not right. I can't even get to my switchboard. I may have to hum a few tunes tonight. Let me see what we can do. I don't know what we're going to do. I might have to come out and go back in. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Something's happening. There's a blue bar at the bottom. And we'll have to wait until it does something here. Let me see if I can get to my switchboard now. No, switchboard is one big white page. The communists have taken over. The Obama administration has invaded the internet. They're shutting down everything. People are being arrested. They've just broken into the NRA files. They have a list of everybody. I'm going to have to come out of here. Oh, here we are. No wonder. Okay. Well, let me give you a tune. looks like we've got our show uploaded, at least the first, the two-thirds of it. But it's still adjusting. So I'll give you another tune. Would you like a broken heart, a tune from the 50s when a true love was betrayed? There you go. To June the 14th, and today is Flag Day. Bartender, play me an American tune.
There's a feeling comes a stealing, and it sets my brain a reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand.
Way down south in the land of cotton.
Melody untiring, ain't that inspiring?
Hurrah, hurrah, we'll join the jubilee.
And that's going some for the Yankees, by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And forever at peace may a wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true for the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should all acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag. I'm the kid that's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am.
So long, go Sam.
I'm a real live Yankee Doodle. Made my name and fame and boodle, just like Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony.
Say, can you see anything about a Yankee that's a pony?
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle do or die. a real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am a Yankee Doodle boy.
I'm a Yankee Doodle dad.
A father and a daughter about 12 years old that came in to see me today, and I had a bunch of flags. I had one behind my back, and I said to the daughter, "Guess what today is?" And she goes, "Flag Day?" And I popped the flag out, and I says, "That's right." And I gave her the flag, and the father goes, "My God, I didn't even remember it was Flag Day, and I was going to wear my flag T-shirt this morning." So the spirit of America lives. And it could even live a greater if we stop brainwashing our kids with the communist agenda. I'll read you a couple of things that will rock your world. Hang in there. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. I was emailing an old friend, And we go all the way back to the 50s, when rock and roll was all American, and the British invasion hadn't come in yet. So we're probably the last of the great American generation. Everybody else is a trainee. But anyway, I asked her how things were going, and she said that one of our friends, childhood friends, had stopped talking to her because she mentioned that she was pro the hospitalization package that Obama has set forth. And so he said, "Well, that's the last time we'll be talking." And he stopped talking to her because he's a conservative. So she says, "You know, when I was a Girl Scout, one of the rules was, let me see if I can find it. Here it is. I never forgot the old Girl Scout motto, make new friends but keep the old. One is silver and the other is gold." So I went back to her and I said, "Don't feel bad. I'm as conservative as Stan is. And he doesn't talk to me either. So maybe he should have been a Girl Scout." And she got a kick out of that. So she's still working. And this is what's happening in America today. Senior citizens will not be giving up their jobs, because they're afraid that they're not going to have an income. They don't trust what these runaway Democrats have done, what this runaway government has done, and they told us don't count on Social Security. Okay, now they're telling the next generation don't count on your 401k because the government has plans for it. So now you've got a generation that should have retired at 55 to 65, working through their 70s. And they're not giving up their job because they don't know if they're going to have a paycheck or an income tomorrow. They're not counting, they don't trust the government, and who does? And they're not trusting Wall Street either. Okay? So who's going to suffer? The younger generation coming up. They're going to have all kinds of college degrees, but there's going to be no openings because the old geezers aren't getting out. Unless they arrest all the old-timers and move them all to Florida, cordon it off and gas everybody, and then Obama will call that saving Social Security. Yeah, fetuses may not be the only Americans in danger today. But this girl has worked all her life. She's a hard worker. And I got to tell you this. She said her husband was laid off April the 16th after 20-plus years working in the computer department of Toys R Us. Actually, the last 2 years, he worked for an offshore Indian company because Toys R Us sold his department to them. Lots of John's friends lost their jobs then, but they kept him, as it turns out now, so he could train a bunch of the guys that came from India and then went back to do his work there. Does the word bitter come through? You better believe it. And I can remember at least 20 years ago as sitting with two liberal relatives. Oh, by the way, it was Stan doesn't talk to her no more. I have two brothers. I have more than two, but I had two brothers. One was a guest in another brother's house, and the brother that was the guest said he was voting for McGovern. And his brother threw him out of the house and hasn't talked to him since. He physically threw him out of the house. So you can see that politics, they tell you, you know, they when you're young, the first thing they tell you when you're starting to drink is there's three subjects that you never talk about in a bar: politics, religion, and branches of the service. So a word to the wise is inefficient today. So anyway, I can remember two relatives of mine that were big liberals, you know. Bruce Springsteen is their hero, you know, because he served in Vietnam along with the Attorney General of Connecticut. You know, America America can never do right, okay? And they were all sitting around gloating, fat cats, you know, after they had danced, don't start thinking about tomorrow. You know, the Clinton song. You know what I'm going to start doing? When I see liberal women, these feminists, the first thing I'm going to ask them is, how many babies do you have? That's going to be my barometer. What do you mean? What? I don't have to have a baby to prove I'm a good American? I see them talking about how they're going to straighten people out and pass legislation. I'm going to say, yeah, that's a good idea. How many babies do you have? Yeah. Babies? I don't believe in babies. I'm a career woman. Yeah, I know. I had a grandma that rode a shotgun on a stagecoach. And she had 10 kids. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Give me a break. And you know what? When they tell you they only have one, I say, what did you name the child? Lucky? Yeah, I know a woman that was married to a sex farmer, and he plowed a lot of fields, but he never grew any crops. Yeah, and he became president of the United States. But I'm not going to mention any names because I got to protect the innocent and the unborn. So, anyway, these people were gloating, you know. And I believe in birth control. And after looking at you, I believe in it too. Yes, I think. Yeah, give me a break. I don't want to get started. But, some people shouldn't have children, and when I'm president, I'll make sure that nobody has them. Yeah, you know, that's really sad. 1,200,000 kids are butchered a year in this country, and there's somebody out there who's passing legislation who believes that certain ethnic groups should not be allowed to procreate, and they're the same ones that are vying for their vote. But they won't tell you. You see, the lips can say anything, but the heart doesn't lie. You got to get them after they've had 6 Mel Gibson Jell-O shots to find out what's really in their heart and liver, because some of them don't have hearts. But anyway, so these two liberal friends of mine, whom I love, told me, oh, we're going to be a service industry. We don't need this manufacturing, polluting mess. We're going to farm that all out and let the Chinese pollute. And we'll be as clean as a whistle. You'll be as cleaned out as a whistle is what you really mean, jerk. We're going to be a service industry. Yeah, like this guy here who trained all India to take over the paperwork jobs. I spoke to somebody from Chase Manhattan Bank the other day. My credit card was late. And I said, well, how much do I owe? And he goes, shh, shh. So what's the matter? Why are you whispering? There's a tiger in the village. Unbelievable, man. We're going to be up the creek, and you know what? The paddle's going to be made in China, and the factory's going to be on strike, and there's a 30-day delay in supply. We're going to be the new gummy stores of tomorrow. You think about that. Like a guy said, I walked into a supermarket. They got 10 different brands of yogurt. Yeah, and it's a one-week supply. After the first week, nothing comes. You think about that. You think about all these people going down to Mexico, right? The government just bailed out General Motors, and they're opening a plant in Mexico. Yeah. We don't even know. Forget about it. When the World War II generation, the last guy dies, they're going to rewrite history and tell lies. We're in trouble. We're in so much trouble, you have no idea. You have no idea. Your grandchildren are going to spit on your grave. If they can remember to be American. Yeah, so these people said, well, we're all going to be in the service industry. It doesn't look that way now. We're all waiting for Bill Gates to share some of his wealth. Help us out, Bill. Maybe I should play Buddy, Can You Spare a Dime, huh? They used to tell me I was building a dream.
They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick, mortar, and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Hey, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al, Al all the time. Hey, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, and I made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Hey, brother, ain't got a dime about you, have you? And once I built a tower, yes, a tower to the sun, of brick, mortar, and lime. Yes, I'm the fella built the tower, and now it's done. Hey, buddy, ain't got a dime about you, have you? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember? Don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al. Al all the time. Don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare?
Once I built a tower to the sun made of brick, mortar, and lime, and 19 sorties made my work undone, and they put up a victory mosque in its place. Brother, can you spare a dime? Let's say you were responsible to protect the USA, and you took an oath to defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic, including oil spillers. Would you wait over 50 days to pick up the phone and call BP and say, "Hey man, what are you doing to my beaches?" If a passerby walked his dog on your front lawn for 50 days with a phone number on his t-shirt, would you not dial 1-800-DOG-CRAP and advise him to relocate or die? Never let a good oil crisis go to waste, says Ron Emanuel. Oh, come, Emanuel. Besides, they are all crack estates, and when Obama bin Laden gets finished with his delaying decision, no oil will ever be drilled again in or near the USA. Unless it is the Russians, the Chi-Coms, Cuba, or Hugo Alstinko, now known as the Coalition of the Willing, the new improved Coalition of the Willing, our allies, our new improved allies. I got to tell you about allies. We never had allies. The cheese stands alone. If you don't know the words to the farmer and the deli, you don't know your country. So says Attorney General Electric Holder and Marine Killing NBC. Husbands and wives don't wait this long to heal a rift. If President Lemon takes this long to react to an oil spill, wait till he gets a blood spill. Like 10 dead GIs coming home draped in the flag he voted to let burn. Will he not make 10 phone calls? Or will he tell you the receiver's reaction is to tell him what he wants to hear and he doesn't need that? Suppose when he called BP on the first day, he got 2 oil spill tankers on the second day. Who says that could not have happened? Instead, the phone evader went over the air to say he was going to put his foot on the throat of Mr. BP, plus his foot up Mr. BP's arse. I'd love to see that split. A real tough guy never has to talk tough. Well, the good news is at least he didn't call the president of BP a racist, as if he was a Massachusetts cop. That plan was taken out at rehearsal. I can't bear to see Al Dumpster Man Sharpton and Jesse Blood of the Lamb Dipster Jackson on those pristine white beaches singing to the pelicans, "Bye Bye Blackbird." Pray to God that we don't get 911 Part 3 on this Lemon's watch. Oh, my shoelace just broke. It must be George Bush's fault. Say what you want about my bicycle cowboy. He conquered Iraq, he hanged Saddam, and he buried Uday and Qusay on Sandal Hill. Too bad he missed Pelosi when she was in Syria at the IED factory ribbon-cutting ceremony. So far, all this guy has done is give Israel back to Hezbollah, Czechoslovakia and Poland back to the KGB, sold out Honduras to El Stinko, the Imam of Venezuela, gave nukes for peace to Iran, and all he gots to show for it is a sortie Mr. T starter kit. Wow, he did all that in less than 50 days. Amazing. Plus dividing the country pre-Civil War. I can see him now and Paul McCartney in the bunker like Hitler's last days, playing Ebony and Ivory under the piano. This isn't the change I was hoping for, No one said anything about diapers. And whatever you do, don't ask and don't tell Admiral Lemon, the Persian Gulf alternate lifestyle warrior. Otherwise, you may see his flagship aircraft carrier off the beaches of Alabama with 5,000 sailors hanging off the sides with I surrender buckets. We're in trouble. In the words of the ultimate leader, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Happy Flag Day. America, of course.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
I had pre-recorded pretty much what I talked about earlier. And I thought I lost it in a crash, but I had saved it before the computer crashed, and I just found it. So it's repetition to some degree, but there's a couple of good spots in it that are different than when I re-recorded it, believing that this recording was lost. So I'll share it with you.
Flag Day, Captain America.
You know what? I happened to be at a place where a father and his daughter came in. The daughter is probably about 12 years old. And I said to her, I had a flag behind my back. And I said to her, what's today? And the father didn't know. And she says, Flag Day? And I said, that's right. And I gave her a flag. And I said to myself, I'll bet you I asked 10 kids today, and she's probably the only one that'll say Flag Day. The father was embarrassed. He says, gee, I was thinking of wearing my flag shirt today. I forgot all about Flag Day. I says, yeah, well, the media won't remind you, that's for sure. As a matter of fact, the first thing I'm going to do when the revolution comes, I'm going to seize a New York one, and I'm going to fly Old Glory for the first time in the history of that radio station. How's that? And to think that your father and your grandfather, all World War II heroes, stayed up to 11 o'clock at night when the signal pattern came on and the Star Spangled Banner played and TV shut down for the night. Now you can get 47 shades of porn. Yeah, or as they call it in Hollywood, love stories. Oh, man, are we in trouble? You have no idea how much trouble you're in. You want me to tell you how much trouble you're in? You know, I joke that I say I teach English with an accent so Americans can blend in their own country. Like, I love this country, everything free. I have 9 social security numbers. And if you're standing at the end of the line at motor vehicle and you want to go to the front, all you have to do is lean out and shout, does anybody speak Moldavian? Oh, yes, come right up to the front. Press 5 for English. We all know that one. So let me give you... Oh, I'm watching Fox Business tonight. And there's a girl that comes on, you know, like as a guest, as an expert, as a testifier. And she's got long platinum blonde hair, lots of platinum blonde hair. You could hardly see her face. She dresses very provocatively. And she is well endowed. And if you looked at her, you would think she's either a stripper or a go-go dancer. But the woman is totally savvy, and when it comes to business and small business, the woman is genius. Okay, so it goes to show you, you can't tell a book by its cover, especially if you're looking for economics. And she's saying, we don't get our manufacturing back, we're finished as a country. And she is right. Absolutely right. And then she quotes chapter and verse plus stats to prove her point. And I hope I see more of her on Fox Business, because she rings the bell. Now, having said that, I also joke that sometimes when I get a call from my credit card company that I'm behind, and I'll be trying to explain that the credit card company did me wrong to the representative of Chase Manhattan Bank, and the guy says, he starts to go soft. Mr. Tom, you have to pay your card. I say, I can't hear you. He says, shh, shh, there's a tiger in the village. All right? So I joke about that, and everybody gets a chuckle. This is an email I got today from a girl who I grew up through the 50s with. Okay? And she is the definition of rock and roll when it was all American, before the British drug invasion, before Yoko Ono and John Lennon used to give their bedroom chats. Yeah. Oh! Before the woodcrap generation blocked the throughway. So, this girl is still working. She's not retired, like most senior citizens are now realizing that they can't afford to retire, because this government is speedballing through the economy and through everybody's 401k. You know what? I bet you the government signs a deal with Garmin that they can track your 401k. You're not going to, they're talking about, we're not going to see Social Security. You're not going to see your 401k. Already Chuck Schumer is creating a windfall profits tax on 401ks. And, of course, you know that the new medical insurance game that the government has sprung on us, you know that if your boss is paying your medical insurance, next year you have to declare it as income. So if your boss is eating 10 grand or 15 grand, next year you're going to get a W-2 form that says you earned 10 or plus 15 or 10 or 15, whatever it is. And guess what? That's 3,000 in additional taxes to Uncle Sam. Guess what? It puts you in another tax bracket. You're going to be lucky if the government doesn't tell you you have to work 7 days a week at 24 hours. You could work from home. Yeah, picking cotton. You wait and see. Sharecropping's coming back, and the government's going to get the bigger share. So here's what this lady tells me today. John was laid off April the 16th after 20-plus years working in the computer department of Toys R Us. Actually, the last 2 years, he worked for an offshore Indian company because Toys R Us sold his department to them. Lots of John's friends lost their jobs then, but they kept him, as it turns out now, so he could train a bunch of guys that came from India and then went back to do his work there. Does the word bitter come through? Not only bitter, but totally upset and exacerbated. And I'll tell you why. Because 20 years ago, I had dinner with two relative liberals who smugly looked at me and said, we don't need industry. We're going to be a service company. We're going to do the billing. We're going to be a service country. We're going to do the billing. From where? India? Huh? What, after the elephant parade? Yeah. And that's what the liberals have given us. They sold us out. And liberal and communist is the same thing. Activist and communist is the same thing. So, having said that, and I gotta say, there's a situation. I heard Imus talking about it, and Bernie, Imus's producer, the other day. There's a small Catholic church in Midland Beach in Staten Island. And the pastor made a deal with Muslims to sell an empty convent to them so they could make a mosque. You know what? You know how sad that is? For at least 50 years, probably 100 years, the Catholic Church has provided a service to Catholics. And the parishioners, in return, provided money to the archdiocese to keep the ball rolling. So what does the Catholic Church do? They make a deal with Muslims to turn a convent that is now empty because there's no more nuns, okay, into a mosque. To me, that's the same as the mosque that's going up that's authorized by Mayor Bloomingdale. And don't let anybody tell you it was nobody but him. He is the one that's totally responsible for that smack in America's face. For that smack in the faces of 3,000 families who waited at the door for a husband or a wife to come home on 911 and never to be seen again. And their biggest regret is that they didn't kiss long enough goodbye in the morning. And these bastards are going to build a victory mosque with the approval of Mayor Bloomingdale, who blesses it. And 29 Community Board 1 members, the entire group, voted to spit on the graves of 3,000 Americans. And here on Staten Island, who took one of the biggest hits on 911, a whole firehouse was wiped out on 911. And here the Catholic Church is selling a convent to Muslims so they can turn it into a mosque. Yeah, you know what? Freedom of religion doesn't give the right to fire worshippers who killed us on 911 to build success monuments in the name of religion. And the sad part about it, and I got to tell you my personal opinion, I think the priest took a payoff. That's my personal opinion. Can't back it up, no facts, it's only an allegation. But I think they bought him off. Bakshish is an Arab word. And he retired. He quickly retired because he couldn't face his parishioners. How sad. How sad. And the front page of the paper tonight, they got a guy holding up a big sign that says, "No mosque." We are more divided today than ever before. And that's because the communist plan 40 years ago was to fragmentize the entire country. And they have succeeded. They have turned black against white. They have turned Puerto Rican against Cuban. They've turned brother against sister, father against mother. And that's their goal. They want to turn the United States into a Tower of Babel so it will never be strong again. And you got a president that has done more in 50 days to dismantle this country, yet in 50 days he couldn't pick up the phone and speak to the president of BP and say, "Hey, buddy, what are you doing to my beaches?" This guy hit the ground running. He was prepared. His teams were already in place. His czars were ready to replace the House and the Senate. His army that he was building was getting ready to replace the U.S. military. He bows to the King of Saudi Arabia. But he won't bow to Christ the King. Yeah, you think about that. You think about that. So, that's what's happening. You lost your country, and you're never getting it back. Bartender, play me a Flag Day song. Before...
Hang in there, folks. I guess we ran out of space. Let me see. Oh, yeah, I did. I finished it up with the Amen. Okay. Let's see if I come up with the other one. Okay. I'll give you a little jazzy music.
What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Hang in there, folks. We'll give you another tune. Looks like we're going to wind down. There's late breaking news. They caught two guys trying to get into MacDill Air Force Base wearing some sort of military uniforms and weapons. And I'm wondering if the FBI knew about it, and if they didn't, you know what? It's time to send the FBI to FEMA to give out bottled water and fire Mueller. Because this guy, he's always there to protect the mosque as soon as some American gets blown apart. It's unbelievable. So let me see what we got for you here. We got... We'll do a dedication to the troops in Afghanistan that are taking some heavy hits, with more to come. So this is for those boys over in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Look homeward, angel, tell me what you see. Do the folks I used to know remember me? Look homeward, angel, find my lady fair. Does she dream about the love we used to share? So she'll know how very much I miss her. Angel, while she's dreaming, won't you kiss her? Know, do her empty arms still yearn for me alone? So she'll know how very much I miss her. Angel, while she's dreaming, won't you kiss her?
A gentleman's song coming up next.
Thank you.
breach the security at MacDill Air Force Base, and somebody said they think they're Lutheran. But I'll tell you something, if they happen to be Muslims and they happen to be U.S. citizens, we're in for a long jihad, because it's generational. It's already generational, and this country's not up for the game. This president can't even stop an oil spill. What do you think he's going to do when blood starts spilling? Is he going to blame Bush? Can't blame Bush. Bush hanged Saddam. Bush planted Uday and Qusay on Sandal Hill. Can't blame Bush. You can't blame the Rumsfeld Marshal. You can't blame Dick Cheney. Shotgun Cheney. No way. We'll close with a bridge too far, because I think America has gone a bridge too far. Good night, Karen. Take care.